Hello everyone and welcome to JFG Tonight. The TV behind me is not working, network issues, something like this. Anyways, not a problem. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? Mama JF has prepared a strawberry milkshake for me. Excellent. Excellent milkshake, Mama JF. Some strawberries in there, some strawberry syrup, and it tastes like milk and ice cream, vanilla. Excellent. It's so simple, so great. All right, what do we have on the news today? Welcome to all of you on the regular chat. A woman who was speaking pro-vax on mainstream TV in Germany, another one who started having side effects of the vax as she was talking about the vax. Look at this.
Diese Impfpflicht scharf schalten, wenn sie nötig ist. Ist das dann nicht viel zu spät? Wir müssen uns und ja.
You can't make this up. Every time they talk about the vax, they always get punished by the side effects. It's amazing. She was saying, won't it be too late if we don't force vaccination right now? And look at her losing consciousness progressively.
Ist das dann nicht viel zu spät? Wir müssen uns und ja.
Oh my God, they always pay the price of their willingness to take the vaccine. Wait a minute, there's someone who has a golden symbol in the chat, Thomas Zarebskan. What does that mean? Is he more important than us? Because the mods have a red moderator label. This guy has an admin label. I didn't give that to him. So what's happening, Thomas? Are you one of these leaders, powerful people of Odyssey? How does that work? How do I get my own golden label like this? I would like to know, because it looks good. It looks good. Pepe Lives Matter reports the pressure is increasing onto the truckers. Ottawa Police Service notice to demonstration participants: you must leave the area now. Anyone blocking streets or assisting others in the blocking streets are committing a criminal offense and you may be arrested. You must immediately cease further unlawful activity or you will face charges. If you are arrested, you may be released on bail depending on factors contained in the criminal code. The people of Ottawa are being denied the lawful use, enjoyment, and operation of their property, and you are causing businesses to close. That is mischief under the criminal code. Delicious milkshake. Charges and or conviction related to unlawful activity associated with the demonstration may lead to denial in crossing the USA border. So essentially they are saying that they will be arresting the demonstrators in Ottawa. So that's the situation. They've already undone the blockades of the Couts, Alberta blockade, the one at the Ambassador Bridge. People have been arrested, and now they're going for Ottawa. Wow, Thomas responds, I'm the head of operations at Odyssey. There will be a badge soon for premium members, starting at 99 cents per month, and premium for $2.99 will be out next week. dropping that alpha on stream. Wow, it's so amazing. Well, but Thomas, congratulations. Congratulations for Odyssey. As a streamer, I've been waiting for something like Odyssey to emerge for like 4 years. So that's how long I've lived under the oppression of Susan Wojcicki. I'm a professional YouTuber since 2015. Been making a living out of it, and it was a hell to live under. I'm so happy about you are the head of operation of this wonderful website that Odyssey is. It's extremely beautiful. Your dark mode is top of the line. It's better than anything I've seen elsewhere. And the fact that you are tied to a library system, a system of decentralization, that is beautiful. It gives me hope for the future. Congratulations to Thomas. If everyone wants to clap in the regular chat, it's amazing what has been done here. And I can't wait for the live streaming, by the way, to be while we have Thomas here, let's make all of our requests, right? Here's a couple of things that people would like. One, the chat should be opened before 5 minutes before the show, because people are fans of this show. They want to talk about it all day before it happens. So open up the regular chat before the show, even on scheduled streams. Two, we have to show the thumbnail of the live on the screen, because people like to gather around a birthing stream. People want to gather as a family before the stream begins so they can comment. So chat opens before, thumbnail on the stream. And third, maybe that's long term, but that is very interesting to me. I would like to see decentralized streaming. I would like to see a possibility where eventually my own servers could be seeding the stream and you could have P2P spreading of the stream. It's not that I don't trust you. You guys are good. You've been doing awesome and we have trust in you. You've been applying your terms of service in a reasonable fashion. But people like me who cover stuff that relates to ideological dissent, we would dream of having no central entity, and that would be a beautiful thing if it could happen, where my streams would be circulating on the internet without the intervention of a central entity. Not that we've had any problems with you. But yeah, those are three domains in which... But other than this, Odyssey is beyond standard, beyond expectations, and so I have nothing to say here. What I'm worried about is, can you handle the bandwidth 20 years down the line? Because clearly your platform is the best to live on. So people will be moving here, and I would like you to discharge a little bit of your bandwidth responsibility to the users. Because I don't know if you could handle what's coming to you. What's coming to you is absolute worldwide success. And there's going to be so much demand on your servers. I don't want you to fail. Thomas says, we actually experimented with P2P streaming. It uses WebRTC. Only downside is that users who share have IPs exposed to those they share with. Most won't care, but it's coming. Awesome. And also people are mentioning... JF buffering. Yes, buffering is an issue for some people, but I know that the Odyssey people are working on this, so I'm not going to annoy Thomas on this. I know it's already on his schedule. Anyways, I've told all my friends streamers that if they want freedom, they should move to Odyssey, and with everything that you've given us, super chats, the whole infrastructure is here, so that's beautiful. Thomas says, live stream backend is going to get a huge revamp in a few days, should help a ton in short term. Then P2P will help offload, as you said. Awesome. Respect to this, because I can see in the way this is programmed, I can see this is done for liberty. This is the last stand for internet speech as it was in 1995. You are resurrecting speech on the internet. Thank you so much for being with us. Moving on to the news. Lauren Chen. This is another point of pressure that is extremely annoying on the vax protest. the anti-mandate protest, the mainstream media of Canada, here, OttawaCitizen.com, has contacted the people who have been the victim of a hack. They've contacted the people who have been hacked, you know, when GiveSendGo got hacked. The identity of the donors to the trucker convoy has been revealed. And we find ourselves with people who have donated $25, $40, $200. They get called by mainstream media. Hey, what do you think about your donation? It's like, what do you think I think? Now, so they have to apologize publicly because they've been revealed. The owner of Stella Luna says she regrets making her $250 donation to the trucker convoy, saying she thought it was a peaceful grassroots movement. She made the donation February 5th when police were calling the protest volatile and dangerous. And there you go. You have the normies who have been donating to this trucker convoy are being victimized further than the hack. Not only is their identity being revealed, but the mainstream media are going after them and redoxing them. By the way, Susan Wojcicki has been keeping us from revealing any name coming from a hack, which kind of makes sense, by the way. This is one of the rules that does make sense. It's like, okay, yeah, you don't want the media to be in bed with the hackers, but this is exactly what the mainstream media is doing in Canada. They are part of the state process for intimidation, extortion, and control. Justet says, stop using online donation sites ASAP. Set up BTC multi-sig wallet instead for zero confiscation of donation. Well, even BTC may be the subject of targeting. I don't know to which extent it will succeed, but exclusive from the counter signal, RCMP orders blacklist of 34 crypto wallets under Trudeau's authoritarian prerogative. The counter signal has exclusively obtained an order sent by Trudeau's federal police force, which demands that all FinTrack regulated companies in Canada cease transacting with 34 cryptocurrency wallets. The wallets are alleged to be associated with the Freedom Convoy in Ottawa. The counter signal has confirmed at least one wallet, which had contained over $1 million worth of Bitcoin, as being part of the Hong Kong Huddle campaign to support truckers via cryptocurrency. So likely they will not be able to access the fund until they can get their hands on the keys. Hopefully the keys are being well preserved. But they're saying to all banks, don't deal with anyone who would have money coming from that wallet. But this can go far. What if the money is transferred to another wallet? How far back can the money be traced? Well, with Bitcoin, it's trivial to be tracing it to an arbitrarily high number of chain links. It's like no matter how much jumps the money make, you can detect that it comes from there, unless you use some kind of a Tumblr magic thing. But that's beside the point. The point is this money will be neutralized for a while. This will be effectively neutralizing the movement of this money. We already have received a super chat by Fractal Man on the regular chat. I love super chats. Thank you, Thomas, for bringing us super chats. One point of worry about the super chat system is that it's Stripe. Will Stripe start... Will Stripe start targeting individual creators? That would be a worry for me, but hopefully I pray that Thomas and his teams have parallel options. Of course, there's LBC, but I would like to see more parallel options just so that Stripe is kept on a leverage here, so that we say to Stripe, don't ban too many creators because they're going to use the competitor. That's one point I'm scared about. But anyways, Fractal Man sends a super chat. He says, after seeing the fossil record of the 500-million-year-old Burgessheile, Stephen Jay Gould commented, wind back the tape of life to the early days of the Burgessheile. Let I play again from an identical starting point and the chance becomes vanishingly small that anything like human intelligence would appear. Well, that is a point that Richard Dawkins has been questioning again and again. He's asked people on Twitter, would you think that if we play back the entire universe, the same thing happens? And I argue that this is not so much of a biology question. This is not a question that is as biological as it seems. Because the real question is, with a roughly similar planet, if you were to seed that roughly similar planet with the life forms of planet Earth at a given point in time, would you get human intelligence? I don't think that Stephen Jay Gould has any argument to make his claim. I don't think it's correct. I think it's ridiculous. I think that life does naturally converge toward the accumulation of information and at times in its symbolization. And human intelligence is very much about abstract gathering of information and symbolization and modeling. I think that it's a natural convergence point given the theory of evolution. Life forms evolve to get better at expecting the environment because it adjusts their behavior better. That being said, I say that the question as posed by often Richard Dawkins and by Stephen Jay Gould here is ultimately a question of physics. It's the question of, is the world deterministic? Because it's already acknowledged that the theory of evolution does not violate the laws of physics. So if it doesn't violate the laws of physics, therefore it relies on physics whether playing back the universe would lead to the same outcome or no. There's no one who claims that biology transcends the laws of physics. So ultimately it boils down to, is the universe deterministic? And I don't have a full answer to this. Some people are tempted to say that it's not because of quantum physics. But some people tend to think also that the probabilistic nature of quantum physics is not fundamental and that there are causal structures in there that we may just not be able to know, but that make the world converge toward the same thing all the time. Go away sends another super chat. He says, are you worried about the coming run on Canadian banks? Are your super chat money safe? Canadian bank websites already going down as they try and stem the flow. Let me tell you this. I don't have much money in the bank. My wealth is in physical property, capacity to survive, greenhouse, farm, and Bitcoin. So I would actually, if there was a bank run in Canada, I would just laugh my ass off. Of course, it might cause some problems in terms of ease of paying, for example, electricity and just sewer charges and that taxes, that kind of stuff. But it certainly wouldn't affect me much compared to any base of comparison in Canada. Most normies would go insane. Some people would lose their life savings. I wouldn't lose much. So the inconvenience to me would be minimal, and I would just laugh my ass off because it would be great news. Chain Reaction says, JF invest in BTC, gold, and baguettes. Exactly. And as far as the super chat money, you know, the super chat come in every month. So worst case scenario, if there was a dramatic situation affecting the banks, worst case scenario, I would lose like 1 month of super chats. That wouldn't be a dramatic thing to me. Beach Milk reports, Bill Gates doesn't seem happy about the results of his...
Well, I'm not sure that, you know, this was an interesting trust. Case test of people's trust in their politicians or their health system. And, you know, statistically, we didn't do as well as I would have expected. You know, in fact, you know, I'm cited as some, you know, mastermind of some evil plot in many, many cases. So, no, I didn't expect any of that. You know, in some ways, the politicization of, you know, taking vaccines and helping protect other people, you could almost say that's a step backwards. You know, I hope vaccine acceptance for other diseases like measles is not reduced by this.
But it will. It will, because I've met so many people like me who wouldn't have questioned vaccines back in the days and would have taken their recommended dose. But now that I've seen how it's done with COVID, now that I've seen the dirty side of it, you can be sure that I'm much more hesitant on any other vaccine, because I realized how little you guys know when you speak of helping people.
You know, a lot of people jumped in and took the vaccines, but a meaningful minority in most countries were led down a path of believing that not only, you know, were there rare side effects, but that the vaccine wasn't properly tested or was.
It's amazing that Bill Gates didn't expect this. I mean, even Fauci had said it at the beginning that, you know, making big attacks on American liberty wouldn't work. Now, impressively, he kind of decided against his own instinct and eventually converged toward mandates of all kinds. But it's impressive that Gates acts as if he couldn't know. He should have known this was written in the sky especially for Americans. Join me on Entropy. It is one of the favorite platforms for super chats, although I kind of like Odyssey more and more. If you'd like to send me a super chat tonight, you can do it using the support button on Odyssey, or you can click the Entropy link below the video. Our survey of the night on Entropy is, are you happy about the trucker's accomplishment? Yesterday, someone sent me a Jordan Peterson video where Jordan Peterson is appealing the trucker convoy protesters to, you know, you did great things here. Don't try to fight to get everything you've been wanting from the beginning. Just accept your success as it is. You've been having the Conservative Party chief removed. Now you have a new chief that's on your side. He was still in the middle saying, oh, it's enough, you know, you return home. It's amazing that, like, Jordan, you understand that if people fighting for liberties always are satisfied by 10% of the victory, you understand that the left will continue stepping over our toes again and again. They will win 90% and then 90% on another subject and then 90%. You, for someone who idolizes Jesus Christ so much and the whole concept of sacrifice for the good of people around him, I don't understand Jordan Peterson here. Now, it's not that I'm going to tell the truckers, stand the line, stand your ground, because I wouldn't have the hypocrisy of telling them to take risks that I don't take. I'm here at home, comfortable, drinking some strawberry milkshake. I'm not going to tell them, yeah, you should ruin your entire life, lose your freaking house and your children just for my liberties. I won't have that hypocrisy, but I will certainly not tell the truckers, it's good, you've done enough, go back home. I'm certainly not going to do that, because the fact is there is something admirable in seeing these guys risking everything to have a true defense of their medical liberty. Jan sends $100. Thank you so much, Jan. He says, finally caught you live. I was worried, Jan. I was worried, because sometimes you leave the show, you disappear for 2 weeks, and I'm like, I'm calling my accountant. I don't have an accountant. It's just I'm calling myself. JF, how's the business looking? Is this still viable? Can we make it on this Odyssey platform? And the accountant inside of me is like, I don't think we can if Jan isn't there. If Jan's super chat are gone, he has broken his promise. He told you he would send $100 every week if you move to Odyssey. You believed him. That's your fault. But every time you come back, and it's so great. Glad to have you around, Jan. Thank you. One moment. Freedom Convoy protesters are about to get arrested en masse. Ottawa police have been going from truck to truck passing out flyers to Freedom Convoy protesters, which demand they vacate the demonstration zone immediately or face arrest and criminal charges. You must leave the area now, reads the notice. Anyone blocking streets? Okay, we already read that notice. So this is what's happening. The truckers are now at their last stand. Of course, it's pretty active still. Here are some scenes from today. Tonight, it's still active. The truckers are still blocking in Ottawa. And we heard someone going on the streets and yelling, "We're not leaving. We're not fucking leaving." So, credits to the truckers, you know, in the face of state violence here being threatened, they are holding out, and it's beautiful to see. Quebec drops coronavirus mandates after rejecting Trudeau's emergency decree. Quebec stepped up its deconfinement plan this week and began lifting coronavirus restrictions, while Premier François Legault rejected Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's effort to crush the Freedom Convoy protest movement by invoking emergency powers. "I think that I was very clear with the Prime Minister that the Federal Emergencies Act must not apply in Quebec." That's kind of sad to me, you know. When I was in Quebec, I understood that Quebec politics is all about just Quebec, Quebec, Quebec. But here you have the Premier of Quebec, who's just saying to Trudeau, okay, you can use state violence, you can use your emergencies actions, as long as you don't do it on my territory. And let's be bigger than this, guys. Can't we have some kind of respect for the principle of liberty? Like, even if I understand that I'm just the Premier of Quebec, but don't you have an opinion, François Legault, on the iron fist of the state being imposed onto Ottawa? And by the way, Ottawa is like, I believe even a part of the town is in Quebec, or some suburb of it is in Quebec. So it's very sad to me to see the little politicians acting like little rats, you know. I'm just going to defend my little place here, and oh yeah, you can oppress these truckers. By the way, there are a lot of these truckers that are Quebecois. They come from Quebec. Unpaused sends a super chat. Wow, the super chat is working today on Odyssey. I'm so happy that we are making a good demonstration of the super chat system to the Odyssey team as they are testing their own chat. Lockout Day says, "Hung sticker when?" A hung sticker. Yeah, I don't know if Odyssey has been quite edgy in their sticker practices. I mean, there's the little Odyssey character pissing on YouTube that I enjoy. It would be great to see them come out with even more options. Unpaused says, "Can you transfer the BTC through other crypto to anonymize the transfer? How would it be done?" Yes, you can certainly. So the question of anonymization of BTC is a complex one, but just to give you an idea of how it works. First, it depends on what is the government pursuing you. So if you're in a situation, for example, where it's Canada going after you, you'll either have the path of using a tumbler. So a tumbler of Bitcoin is a single wallet where a lot of people send their Bitcoin. And then this wallet redistributes the Bitcoins to some other wallets, and it becomes untraceable. Where does the Bitcoin come from and where did it go? And so it's kind of it's a shuffler. You can also have the option, suppose that you're pursued by the government of Canada. You would go to an exchange and you go to one that's hosted in Asia, for example. And it's like, can you imagine the kind of Japanese CEO just... He's typing on his keyboard. He doesn't give a shit about Justin Trudeau, okay? He doesn't even speak English. And so for him, it's like Bitcoin come in, and then you exchange your Bitcoin on the exchange for, say, ETH. And then you pull your ETH out of the... Or Monero, for example. You then pull your Monero or ETH out of the... Yeah, and this is not financial advice. This is just a technical look at how anonymization of Bitcoin transfer can happen. So the person will pull their ETH or Monero from this foreign exchange, and it will go into a wallet, and no one will be able to know unless they have police access to this exchange. But typically, if you go for a exchange that is totally hosted outside of the FinTrack overreach, it's going to be fine. Other options are to use bridges. So there are certain systems that allow bridging, for example, the BTC chain and the ETH chain. And some of those will not leave traces, but I'm not super informed on that subject. But there is a way, for example, Richard Hart is developing the Pulse chain. Eventually, once it gets out, it will be possible to send some ETH at a given address, and suddenly your PETH will appear on the Pulse chain as a result of this sending. There might not be ways to trace for authorities the path here. And another option, there are these... This is kind of a mix between exchange and Tumblr. It's these websites that will accept a Bitcoin payment and they will give you the equivalent in Monero minus a little fee. Once it's in Monero, it's not traceable. A couple of jumps between 1, 2, 3 wallets becomes quickly impossible to trace. Now, whenever using tumblers and Monero tumblers, you have to be extremely careful because some of these are honeypots. So you want to go for a Tumblr that has a established history. And you don't want to send 10 Bitcoin to this Tumblr all at once. You want to test the Tumblr. I would test it in like 50 different transfers just to see that it works. And if you have like a multi-million dollar sum, you test it, you give it a little bit, it works. You give it a little more, it works. That's how I would process. Not that I intend to hide money from the Canadian government. I am not part of the trucker protest and I do not intend to use these techniques. YouTube CEO Susan Wojcicki recommends government pass laws to gain more control over online speech.
Our recommendation, if governments want to have more control over online speech, is to pass laws to have that be very cleanly and clearly defined such that we can implement it. There are times that we see the laws being implemented or being suggested that they're not necessarily clean or possible for us to cleanly interpret them. And we've also seen sometimes there's laws passed just for the internet as opposed to for all speech. And I do think that's a dangerous area when we start to get in and say, oh, sure, you could say something like this in a magazine or on TV, but you can't say it on the internet.
Suzanne, you've been doing it on YouTube. There are jokes that can be done by Colbert, Stephen Colbert, that I can't do. Stephen Colbert has a joke where he makes a Nazi salute. I can't do that joke on YouTube. He can. So you've already implemented what you say the government shouldn't implement. Absolute crappy place, this YouTube. I'm so glad to be out. Jan Malszczongs on Twitter says, this is Aubrey Cuttle. He hacked Give, Send, Go, and he doesn't care if anyone knows it. He's live on TikTok bragging about doxing and releasing the info that's currently getting thousands of people fired from their jobs for donating to the Freedom Convoy.
Nothing scares me. Nothing. Yes, I doxed the truckers. I did it. It was me. I hacked Give, Send, Go, baby. And I do it again.
There's something going on with the shoulder movements here. This guy's basal ganglia isn't fully operational. Basal ganglia is a part of the brain that's necessary for ordered movements and sequences of movements. And he's like, he has kind of the beginning of a chorea.
Look at this. I do it 100 times! I did it! I did it! Come at me! What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do to me, huh?
Look at these shoulder movements. I don't know. Is that another case of vaccine side effects, or is it just something that he had before? In any case, he claims to be the hacker of the Give, Send, Go stuff. Why isn't this guy being questioned by the FBI? It looks like he has committed a federal crime. Badgered her for sex. Chris Cuomo alleged sexual assault factored into firing. While Chris Cuomo's ouster from CNN was originally pinned on unethical interactions with his brother, the embattled former governor of New York, the disgraced anchor was fired in part over a resurfaced allegation that he sexually assaulted a young female staffer when he worked at ABC News in 2011. When a past allegation can contribute to your firing without any sort of due process consideration, and it's like, oh yeah, a little bit of this and a little bit of that, then you are giving to females the power to have any man fired. That's just what you're doing, because once they smell the blood, they're going to go after him, which is exactly what happened here. They smelled the blood that he may have hacked unethically, and they started saying, oh yeah, remember 2011? He did assault me. Justed says, I got my finger on the mute button at all times while watching this show. One never knows when JF will yell or when JF plays a vid with yelling. Hashtag sensitive Spurg hearing. Well, you know, I've had some problems in mastering the sound as part of my buying of this new audio hardware, but I think I've been okay for a couple of shows. There hasn't been an incident, so don't worry. I'm a professional. I try to give a good feel on the audio. Freedom Convoy organizers hold hold press conference to address latest developments with Ottawa police. The press conference didn't reveal anything. It was just like three guys reading stuff and saying, yeah, so we're still in Ottawa. Now, impressively, these are not the same guys. They call them the organizers of the protest, but I don't recognize the three people who were there initially, who had started the GoFundMe campaign. So what does that mean? Has the protest been taken over by new people, or are the others just hiding because they are being oppressed by the law? I don't know. Project Veritas has had a very interesting release. Christopher Cole, FDA Executive Officer of Countermeasures Initiative. They present him as someone involved in the approval process for COVID-19 vaccination, in particular with the FDA, the approval for children. And it's quite interesting. He's having this dinner with this cute woman. Of course, we know the methods of Project Veritas. The best way to get these guys to speak is you send a cute journalist. She poses as a woman potentially in love, and she just starts asking questions, and we get the info that way. Wonderful method. So he's discussing with this woman, and he's very open about it. He's saying it's recurring revenue from the perspective of Pfizer, you know, if we can get a shot every year. And he's also saying that Biden's project is to have a shot yearly for the coronavirus. And he says, you know, it's a lot of money to be made. If you can have the injection made every year, you have a money flow constantly to your wallet. Interesting. But at the same time, you know, who's surprised by this? Of course, the FDA is aware of this, hopefully. That's why there's so much pressure on them. But one thing he does reveal is that essentially his organization is getting hundreds of millions of dollars that come from the pharmaceutical industry. So essentially it's the pharmaceutical industry paying the government to approve their stuff. So of course they end up being bound to the interest of those paying their salaries. Trudeau mums on when emergency measures will be debated. 24 hours in and there are more questions than answers. Questions about whether this is justified, questions around if the criteria is met, questions around what this means to Canadian rights and freedoms. Parliamentary approval is required in order for the Prime Minister to use this unprecedented sledgehammer, said interim Conservative leader Candice Bergen. So, people complaining against the use of the emergency measures. But what are you doing in the parliament? I'd like to see some laws that pop out that say vaccine mandates are illegal. Why don't we have this coming from the conservative side? It's because the conservative side is not fighting hard enough. They are not in a true fight. They are just at trying to absorb some of the energy of the vaccine contestation, but doing the minimal they can to get this energy. Otherwise, they pretty much agree with the system. They are not very tough against the mandate. Hopefully, when we get a new chief, this will change, but I'm afraid it won't happen. Biden's airline mask mandate, challenged in court by Texas AG Ken Paxton and Beth Van Duyn. So the idea of wearing masks on planes that has been imposed at the federal level, it's good to see a local attorney from Texas, Ken Paxton, who had also been part of the whole lawsuit against the election of Biden at the Supreme Court. It's good to see him go after all of these impositions, because it's the federal government imposing ultimately on companies. Some people may consent in being on planes without masks. And there are some companies that are operating from Republican states where there are no mask mandates. So it's absolutely ridiculous for these people to be imposed stuff by the federal government. Guys, I need a 10 seconds break. I'll be back. I need to go get my allergy medication because my nose is starting to tickle. All right. Oh, I was having difficulty speaking and breathing. Nicholas Petrus says, I removed your chat chain reaction just so we can be on the safe side. Yes, yes, let's be safe on the chat. We are in good company. We are being watched. Let us be clean, clean, clean. Let's drink some milkshake here with the hope that the allergy medication delicious milkshake. Total Grimm says, can we reintroduce JF playing Chopin? Yes, that would be a good idea. Because on YouTube, their automatic detection system for copyrights was identifying the song as copyrighted when in fact it was Chopin. It can't be copyrighted. But I'm sure that Odyssey is more open about this. And if I clearly identify the song as being that of Chopin and not subject to interpreter, performer copyrights, if I do it myself or if I get a Creative Commons recording, that should work. All right. Lawrence Forbes sends a super chat on Entropy. He says, hi, JF. Do we have more freedom of expression with Entropy super chats now that you're on Odyssey? Say it was a 2 or 3 out of 10 when you were on YouTube. What is it here? Somewhere between 5 and 10? Also, does Entropy itself have to be considered? You know, all companies have to have a TOS. The TOS is necessary because no one will partner with your business. Credit card companies, app phone app stores. So you'll see TOS on all these websites, Entropy included, Odyssey included. The difference is the good faith with which the TOS is being applied. And where, with the YouTube example, they are applying the TOS so aggressively that they go beyond the TOS. That's why Susan Wojcicki has such a thing that she calls borderline content. So that's a sign that the TOS is not everything at YouTube, if there's such a thing as borderline content. I don't know ultimately if Odyssey or Entropy will prove to be the most liberty platform, because you clearly have two teams there that have a TOS because they have to, but that do not want to combat their users. So it's really if you force them, if you explicitly violated a term of the TOS, they will eventually delete your stuff, but most of the time they wouldn't even hear about it. And on Entropy, for example, your super chat is not preserved for history. So it's not like you're going to get leftist Antifa reporting your super chat. It's, I will determine if I read it. And if I don't read it, you're going to disappear from internet history. So I would say it's 9 out of 10 for both. They are both extremely open, but don't violate the rules that they do state. The thing is, with Odyssey and Entropy, you can have confidence that they will not go beyond the rule. They truly apply their rule. So that's so much more fair. Justice Department focused on spoofing and scalping. In ongoing short seller probe, the U.S. Department of Justice reportedly seized hardware, trading records, and private communications belonging to well-known activist short seller Carson Block last October as part of a wide-ranging investigation into short selling. The Wall Street Journal reported. Okay. So he's making money from the fall in price. There's nothing wrong with this as far as I'm concerned, unless he had some insider trading practices. Perhaps that's what they're after. Cyborg Fish has just joined. Sorry if you already talked about this, but can you give your take on this news? Biological parents kidnapped their own child, and now the police took the child away. I haven't commented on this. I didn't know about this news item. Let me check it here. Parents hid 6-year-old Paisley Schultes on their stairs after losing custody, cops say. Police in upstate New York made multiple visits to the house where a missing 6-year-old girl was discovered hiding in a secret room on Monday, but they never had enough information for a warrant. Everything was hearsay. Kimberly Cooper, 33, Kirk Schultes, 32, are alleged to have abducted their daughter after losing custody of her in 2019 and to have hidden her in a secret room below the stairs of her grandfather's house whenever cops came knocking. As a parent, I can understand why they did it, Singara said. I can't imagine what it would be like to relinquish custody of one of my children. Yeah, well, the thing is, this is the sad reality of living in a leftist state. That's why you have to leave any leftist state if you are currently living in a place like New York, California, Texas, North Carolina. These big leftist states, they are now practicing the kidnapping of children from their parents on a regular basis. So leave. Go live in a place that is Republican, that is centered around the family. There is no way they will let you determine the life of your child. If you send your child into the system of the public school, they will brainwash them. If you don't send them to the public school system, they will kidnap them so that they can do it instead of you. If you try to homeschool them, they will oppress you. They will make you pass tests and eventually will find out conveniently that you are not a fit parent. It's impossible to raise children outside of the system in leftist states. So leave. It's not the right place to be. And we need to punish these states. So I understand that parents are confronted to systems of child protective services coming for their children. And what I have to say to these parents is get out of leftist states. Do it before your child is born, preferably. If your child is born and you still have custody of them, do it as soon as you can. But it's probably too late already if your child is in the public school. Well, it's not necessarily too late because you can make the move instantaneously, but you have to get going. That's what I'm telling you. Justat says, get out of everything related to stocks, bonds, pension funds, etc. Maybe it's a good thing to get out. I don't know. Stephen Robinson on Entropy says, Jeff, today Justin Trudeau used his emergency powers to stop Mike Lindell from bringing MyPillows into Canada. Justin, have some humanity. Even your political enemies deserve the best night's sleep. I'm not surprised. I was seeing this whole Mike Lindell bringing a van of free pillows for the truckers, and I was like, does he think he's going to pass the border with the amount of political oppression that we see at the border? You know, political dissidents cannot move out of the country anymore. So I wouldn't go to the US anymore just because I have a little show about the news. That's enough for them to eventually stop me. So I was absolutely certain that Mike Lindell wouldn't pass. So it is, you know, Justin Trudeau is on this obsessive campaign of starvation of the protest, which is disgusting. I would hope that eventually Canadians will punish him at the booth, at the voting booth, for going so dirty so quick. Go Away says, just found out COVID was probably made in a lab by a bunch of scientists. What the heck, JF? You made me think scientists were cool. What's more, I trusted you, but you guys are doing messed up stuff. Not cool, JF. That is a fallacious attack, because I'm one of the cool scientists. My position is we should stop that kind of research. We should stop any genetic research. We should stop playing with viruses. There's nothing to gain and everything to lose in terms of causing our own demise. In fact, I have a whole book about this, but since you're go away, you are increasingly under suspicion of trolling. So I don't believe that your attack of me is genuine. Hillary Clinton responds to Trump spying scandal. Hillary Clinton has responded to the accusations that she paid a tech executive to spy on the Trump administration, writing in a Wednesday tweet, Trump and Fox are desperately spinning up a fake scandal to distract from his real ones, so it's a day that ends in Y. The more his misdeeds are exposed, the more they lie. Well, that is not a denial at all. It is just a conspiracy theory of mediatic attention on the right. In the end, Hillary Clinton appears, according to the Durham report, to have been involved in technological spying. Freedom Convoy protesters are about to get arrested en masse. Okay, this we've already reviewed earlier in the stream. Massachusetts House passes bill which would allow driver's licenses for illegal immigrants. That is according to Breaking 9/11 on Gab. You have a problem when the obtention of a NID is tied to a status in America, and where you have leftist states will be accepting to generously give IDs to anyone, including those who don't have a citizen status in the US. What that means is that you'll have Republican states who will start not trusting these IDs coming from other states. Can they do that? Can Texas decide, okay, a driver license from Massachusetts isn't valid? It's not a valid form of ID anymore in Texas. I would like to see this. Bernard Laundry says, JF, what do you think of Pierre Poilievre? I didn't get a chance to look into the guy very much. I understand that he's more on the side of medical liberty than the past chief, but we've been deceived with fake conservatives before. So I will read about him in more detail and I'll give my thoughts once I know more. For now, I don't know much about him. I think that pretty much anything can be better than what we had at the Conservative Party, but I'm cautiously optimistic. COVID exhaustion. People are done being told what to do. Former CBOE floor trader. Yeah, well, this has been running for a while. People have been tired of the COVID stuff for a while. And finally, as a last news item, US and Russian jets in dangerous intercept incident over Syria. At a moment, there's still war-footing rhetoric going on between the US and Russia over Ukraine. Late Tuesday, there was a close call incident between Russian and American fighter jets over Syria, U.S. fighter jets and other coalition aircraft escorted three Russian aircraft in eastern Syria when the Russians flew into coalition-restricted airspace. Coalition-restricted airspace in Syria. Interesting. Oh yeah, and one thing I wanted to show that's pretty cute. A little girl suspended 9 times for not complying with mask mandates has been given the pen by the Virginia governor to sign the order ending mask mandates in schools. It's cute. It's great that it's happening, but it's way too late. We shouldn't have had to fight for our liberties to the point of having to replace a governor to get those rights. There should never be an attempt again by society to impose medical decisions. But it's what we've had for the last 2 years now. Entropy survey. Are you happy about the tracker's accomplishments? Because I think it's headed toward the end here. I think that the trackers will get kicked off Ottawa. They've already lost their ability to blockade the two other borders. With Ottawa gone, there's going to be nothing left but a small activist crew with boards and maybe flags. That will be it. Are you happy about the trucker's accomplishment? 6 people still say yes. 3 people say ma. And no one said no. Well, I have to say I'm almost on the no side here. There's going to be nothing accomplished by these truckers if things go forward, if Justin Trudeau can keep this vaccine mandate. Essentially, Justin Trudeau has used this opportunity to restrict freedom of movement for citizens of Canada. And he made it a requirement that people be vaccinated to travel internationally. That is a problem, and it's not been solved by the truckers. And did the truckers win public appeal? Did they win political support that would convert into a win in the elections down the line? I hope so, but I still don't have solid evidence that they did. So I'm kind of blackpilled about how the truckers are getting crushed, and we don't see solidarity much from other segments of society. Where are the students? You know, students in Quebec are protesting on an every year basis for anything. Why aren't they joining the fun here? I personally am pretty blackpilled about the results here. Philosoph Raptor says, "Hi JF, I absolutely love you. Tell me, what do you think is the future of library?" And he sends LBCs and he says, "Hey JF, love you. What do you think is the future of library coin?" I believe that the library coin will be is one of the most undervalued assets in the crypto sphere. I am keeping all of your library donations because I'm not selling at 3 cents. Neither am I selling at 5 cents. Neither am I selling at 7 or 10 cents. I'm keeping my library until it reaches minimum 40 cents, if not a dollar. Now, does that mean you should put significant amount of money in investing in this? It's not clearly a good decision. It's a risky one, because we don't know when it will moon, but it has mooned before, and I think that the SEC issue will eventually get resolved. The day it gets resolved, you will get a big boost on the market. Everyone will want LBCs. So my guess is library as a coin is an extremely futuristic and promising thing to have. I don't see how it can fail. You know, creators are already moving to Odyssey, like me, for full-time contributions. The freedom of speech is greater. Therefore, we have better content, and it's a matter of time before massive audience moves happen. And then, the whole fact that this LBC coin is linked to success on the platform, that you can use the coins to back the success of videos, eventually there's going to be competition. People are going to want more LBC coin to promote their videos even more. All of this taken together with massive expected audience moves and a continuation of YouTube censorship increasing, I don't see how it can fail. That is it for tonight, boys. What do we have on schedule? The schedule will be quite rocky. It's going to vary day to day. Tomorrow there's no show because I will be on the Modern Day Debate at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. I'll be debating race and police on YouTube. Then Friday we have this amazing show with Ray Fleming. He's going to talk about his new theory of physics, which totally questions the standard model. I am extremely enthusiastic about this one. Then regular shows on Saturday and Sunday. I don't know if I'll cancel the Sunday one to take a break. And I'll see if I can get Richard Spencer on here. That is it for tonight, boys. Much love. See you all soon.